All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
One week away from the NHL trade deadline, and action is picking up. Welcome into Daily Faceoff Live, streaming live on the DFO YouTube, where once again, we'll be live for 4+ hours on deadline day. You will not want to miss it. Make sure you're subscribed. The show, as always, is brought to you by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. My picks for tonight coming up a little bit later on, fresh off a 2-0 night as well. Welcome into the show. He is our Daily Faceoff insider, Frank Saravalli. Frank, how you doing 1 week out from the big day?
I'm surviving. Wish I had a little more sleep, but let's go.
Is this one of the quieter deadlines you can remember covering as an insider?
Well, in the lead up to it, for sure, we went 26 days between trades, but now we've got trades on back-to-back days and certainly more irons in the fire now.
Yeah, things feel like they're starting to pick up, and we got, as you said, back-to-back days with a move. So let's start with that. Ilya Lyubushkin is once again a Toronto Maple Leaf. They sacrifice a couple of picks. They get his cap hit retained down twice from the Anaheim Ducks. And Frank, this is probably a little bit of a confirmation that the Leafs were in on Chris Tanev when you check down from kind of one defensive defenseman to another. You're shaking your head? Maybe not. What do you make?
No, they weren't never really authentically in on Chris Tanev. Okay. They wanted to get him, but they didn't have a second round pick, and therefore, unless they were trading their first round pick as part of some larger package that included Tanev, they were never really in it. They tried other ways to do it. They tried packaging other picks. They just couldn't reach that price and didn't want to go beyond into the first round pick territory just for Tanev. So it left them some other different options, which is how they end up with Lyubushkin as part of the beginning part of solving their back-end problems.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is I got the sense, just perusing through Twitter, reading some reactions from Leafs fans, that a lot of them weren't overly thrilled with this, but is it maybe unfair to look at this as the ad for the Toronto Maple Leafs? Do you think they'll continue to be active on the blue line front?
This is definitely not the ad for the Toronto Maple Leafs. This was part one of their deadline plan. Now, they're active still on both the defense and forward markets. And they felt like they were able to fill this hole getting a right shot defenseman. And by the way, not connected at all with the Mark Giordano injury. They were, you know, well engaged with the San Jose Sharks yesterday afternoon before the puck drop of last night's Leaf game. So, that was, you know, wasn't reactionary or anything like that. And by the way, the Leafs are suspecting a concussion for Mark Giordano still to be confirmed and diagnosed, but that's what they're looking at. And so really what the trade does is gives the Leafs a warm body for the meantime. And they feel like with the salary retention, getting him in under league minimum, that leaves them some salary cap wiggle room to go out and do what else they'd like to accomplish. But also when you look at the picks involved here and the Leafs don't have a third rounder this year, or their third rounder this year, I should say, they were in a spot where they had to reach into 2025 to do it. Who knows what that looks like, but where the Leafs should be in the standings, it should be much later in the third round, almost like a fourth. So I don't think they're too worried about the picks to get a warm body and get someone that they know a little bit, even though it was a previous regime, and feel a little bit comfortable with in their lineup.
Yeah, can kill penalties, brings a little bit of physicality. I by no means think it's a bad deal. I'm just kind of anticipating what's
just not a needle mover, and that's what people are really annoyed by, I think, in Toronto, saying like, hey, now you consider the totality of the capital that we've given up for Lyubushkin over the last, you know, number of years. We're looking at a second round pick, a third round pick, plus a sixth. I mean, that's a pretty, you know, significant capital outlay for what's probably going to amount to less than 60 games of Lyubushkin.
Fair enough. Let's keep the trade talk going. Today's deadline countdown article will drop later on this afternoon over at dailyfaceoff.com, but it's all about Washington Capitals center Nick Dowd. Frank, a fascinating piece ahead of the deadline, because you can look at a guy like Adam Henrik and be like, maybe he's got some ability to impact our top six. He can play center. He can play the wing. He scores a bit. For Dowd, he's a bottom six center. He kills penalties. He brings some size. He wins draws, all of that stuff. But he kind of caps out at nothing more than a 3C, maybe even a 4C on some contending teams. Why is the market so strong for this guy?
He has term. He's someone that can help you now and next season at $1.3 million. He's someone that you feel totally comfortable with slotting in your lineup. He's been someone that has been really consistent for Washington. He's the steady, reliable, you know exactly what you're getting piece. And it's interesting because you'd look at, and I do agree with your assessment. I think he's actually a fourth line center on a contending team. And so when you take a look at some of the potential suitors for Dowd, that'll be in our story on dailyfaceoff.com today, what you're looking at is a bunch of teams where you have to go through their depth chart and ask the question of, Does Nick Dowd provide you an upgrade over that player? And for most of these cases that we'll end up seeing, it's a clear yes. Now, the other part of this is there is a bunch of interest. And I had mentioned that you can take a look at the teams here. And so if it's the Oilers, you're going, is Nick Dowd a clear upgrade over Derek Ryan? The answer is yes. If you're the Kings right now, it's Blake Lizotte. He's playing in that role. The answer is probably the Golden Knights, Byron Fraze. Yes. Like, go through each of these teams, ask the question. Toronto Maple Leafs, likely yes. Florida Panthers, Kevin Stenlin. Yes. That's sort of the question that teams are asking themselves. And you might not think it's that significant, but when you get to the playoffs and you continue to roll four lines and you're in penalty kill situations, like, for whatever reason, it seems to me like fourth lines in the playoffs are more important than they are in the regular season. And so I don't know why that is specifically, that maybe it's just capitalizing on a significant advantage if you have one over the other team and some potential weaknesses. Again, can't really explain why, you know, bottom depth players end up being bigger participants and end up netting bigger goals for whatever reason in the postseason. But that just feels like it's a thing. So let me take you back to the beginning and what I wanted to say, which was teams have been calling me and asking me about Nick Dowd since August. So he's certainly someone that teams covet. And here's how I would frame it. I think Nick Dowd can be this year's version of Barkley Goodrow.
Okay.
I don't know that he's going to go for a first. I think there's a real chance that he does. But I think at the very, very least, if Nick Dowd is moving from Washington, which is no guarantee because he has the term, but if he is, it's then like a second and a third or a second and a fourth. So they're in a spot to really, you know, get something decent here, which is why they'd be motivated to do so.
Let's say Washington wants to try to get a first rounder here. And I've talked a lot about the Capitals scenario as someone who's doing an Oilers show every day. But if you were in a position, let's say like Edmonton or a team who has multiple holes, I wonder if Washington would say, you know, we really want a first. Okay, here's Nick Dowd. And the other team says, okay, we'll give you that first round pick, but you got to give us Joel Edmondson at 50% retained just so we have a little bit more to show for it. Or you got to give us a discount on an Anthony Mantha or something along those lines. I wonder if Washington doesn't maybe package a couple things together to try get, instead of, you know, a second, third, and a fourth for Dowd and Edmondson. It's like, no, we got our first round pick here.
Yeah, I would. Why wouldn't they consider doing something like that? I think if they can juice the return a bit, even if it's in a package to ensure that you get it first, we'll have Steven Ellis on in a minute in the next wave. I think there's a huge drop off this year once you get past the sort of 20th or 22nd pick, which is pretty normal. But that, to me, kind of highlights the importance of getting a late first as opposed to getting a late second.
Yeah. Frank, one thing we've enjoyed doing leading up to the deadline is reaching out to the listeners and getting some listener submitted trades. And I love running them past you for a little who says no. So a week out from the deadline, it's a good chance to do it again. So Gavin, flash up our first one here. Let's dig into it. This one came in from Ryan. He has Vegas trading Pavel Dorofeev, a first and another conditional second that could become a first if Vegas wins the cups. I love the in-depth kind of breakdown here. It basically works out to Dorofeev, a first and a second for Gensel and a depth piece from Pittsburgh. Who says no to this one? It's a lot to chew on there.
No, I think this would go through. I think Pittsburgh would say yes. And I think Vegas would say yes.
All right. The Frank Saravalli stamp of approval on this bad boy. It makes sense. So we've talked about kind of, you know, two premium assets being what it takes.
Yeah, but I'm not a Lars Eller fan. Like, I don't know how much he has left in the tank and there's term on that deal, but I understand with it being retained that, again, just talking about the Byron Fraze, you know, sort of spot in their lineup, why can't Lars Eller be their 4C? I don't see why not.
Yeah, and I mean, Vegas without Mark Stone here, he's on LTIR. You get the sense they could be itching, or we know they're itching to add a forward, but a big name like Gensel would make a big impact.
I guarantee you, it's a stone cold lock guarantee that Vegas will spend a healthy chunk, if not all of the $9.5 million that Mark Stone has on the table on LTIR.
All right, there we go. Gavin, send us our next one here. This one comes in from Steven Fiddler. He has Edmonton getting Dowd and Edmondson at 50% retained, both of them 50% retained. Washington gets a first, a fourth, and Connor Brown. I'll jump in and say no reason to include Connor Brown in this. He's league minimum. He'd give the Oilers no cap relief, but you take that out. First and a fourth for Dowd and Edmondson, but both retained, Frank. That might be a sticking point.
Does this deal, I'm trying to do the math on the fly, it seems like this deal actually works cap wise if both are retained.
Yeah,
Dowd would be under league minimum and Edmondson would be at 900,000-ish.
Yep. So if you're Edmonton, you could, you know, send
you've got Edmondson like actually has a couple million bucks in cap space. I think both teams say yes. This is another winner. This is an authentic. I mean, I'm with you. There's no reason to trade Connor Brown now on the off chance that somehow by lightning strikes and by some miracle, he scores or contributes or becomes a playoff player. But this works for me.
All right.
Here's the thing. Here's why this proposal makes sense in a vacuum. This is not the extent of what Edmonton is targeting. I think they're trying to make a bigger impact, top six forward, top four defenseman, and they're mashing a bunch of different things right now. They do not have their laser focus on one target. They're sizing up everything right now. But if they don't get the top end player, top end forward, or if they don't get the defenseman that they're looking for, then this is the type of deal that they could check down to.
Yeah, a little bit of a check down play. Okay, we got one more to get through here for Who Says No. It's a spicy one from Dylan, who says Philly gets Bowen Byram in a second round pick. Colorado gets both Sean Walker and Nick Seeler, and they get a first round pick in this thing. It's a weird mishmash here, Frank. I couldn't wrap my head around this when I saw it sent in on Twitter, but like Philly gives up a bit more, but they're getting a young controllable asset in Byram. No, you're out on this.
No, the Avs say no on this. Dylan, okay. I love that love your Flyers fandom here, but Bowen Byram is clearly the best player in this deal.
Mm-hmm.
And more than that, the second round pick in 25 and Florida's first round pick in 25, there's not a huge disparity between the picks, so it's not a huge incentive. And I just don't know that getting... I don't know. I don't know why you'd want to tinker with the Avs D anyway. You're not really in a cap crunch right now. If you need to address the cap situation in the summer, my inkling would be that if any defenseman were to go, that it would be Sam Girard and not Bowen Byram. Mm. But I don't see any reason to do it now. And I like their defense as constituted. I don't know why you need two more.
All right, well, we couldn't let the listeners go 3 for 3 on good deals, Frank. We had to throw in a little bit of a wacky one there at the end. But we're running a bit behind. I do have a couple of this or that's for you here on a Friday. Moving away from the trade talk for just a second, we have our second and third 40 goal scorers in the NHL. Zach Hyman did it a couple of nights ago for Edmonton. Sam Reinhart did it with a 2-goal performance last night for the Florida Panthers. You see the difference in games played here. If you had to pick between these two, who finishes higher in the goal scoring race in the NHL, Zach Hyman or Sam Reinhart?
Sam Reinhart. He was ahead of Hyman for a bit. He didn't really cool off, but I do see the games played disparity.
Hyman's just been hot, like super hot now for about 10 days. He's got eight goals in his last 6 games.
The amazing part about Hyman is that it's all within an 8-foot radius of the net. So it's eminently repeatable. It's not like he's on a shooting percentage bender. I'll just on pure flip of the coin, I'll go Reinhart.
All right. But it should be real close for that second spot behind Austin Matthews.
It's interesting, different spots in their career. Like one got to UFA and one didn't yet, but yeah, they do interestingly make a similar amount of money right now. To change in a big way. And I still don't really understand why Sam Reinhart isn't re-signed yet. And I think the Panthers are probably asking themselves a very similar question of, hey, we've made a great offer. We want to keep you. You want to stay. $9 to $9.5 million. You'd have to be north of 12 to match it in the tax disparity in another market. Doesn't really make a lot of sense to me yet.
Yeah, yesterday we saw the Nashville Predators take down the Minnesota Wild 6-1, and I'm not going to ask you about their playoff chances, Frank, but I want to talk to you about these two teams and what they could do with the deadline. Which one will sell off more pieces, the Wild or the Predators? The Wild further back in the standings, but maybe fewer pieces to actually sell. What do you make of these two? Who'll sell off the most in the next 7 days?
I don't really think the Preds are going to be selling off anything. I think right now it's changed in a big way. Barry Trotz has basically said to his team, we're in a position where you guys have earned it to not sell off. So, maybe someone comes and knocks your socks off for Alex Carrier or someone like him. I doubt it. UC Saros is staying put. Tyson Barrie's the only guy that's very likely going to move. So that's one. And then you get a game like last night for Minnesota. Michael Russo called it a no-show. That's tough when you're in a playoff chase. And so I don't think they're drastically going to change things, but I'd be shocked if they don't trade Brandon Duhaime. I think they can get a second round pick back for him based on the interest that's been out there. So that's one guy for sure. I would add in Zach Bogosian, who was a newcomer to our trade board yesterday. And I think there's an outside chance that someone comes along and swoops up, Patrick Maroon, but not a guarantee. And outside of that, I think that's kind of it. Like, I don't see a giant, Minnesota hockey trade or anything like that. And I actually think the Preds are going to nibble around on making some small adds. And I was wondering, are they a team that Nick Dowd, for instance, would he make any sense there? I don't think so right now, based on the way they're, what they'd have to give up. But I would think that Nashville would be really interested in a smart player like that.
Interesting. All right, we are running a bit behind. Steven Ellis is chomping at the bit, so let's get into things with the next wave. The next wave, as always, delivered by DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Steven Ellis from Daily Faceoff with the next wave, as he does every week. Steven, we'll start with a little bit of trade talk. The Flames picked up Artem Grushnikov as a part of the Tanev deal. What are they getting in this guy? Because there's been some talk that he's, you know, or some frustration, I guess, from Flames fans about the kind of prospect they got thrown into this deal. Are you a fan of Grushnikov?
I'm not. You know, this is a guy that's pretty much just going to come in and bring defense, which I guess as a defenseman is pretty important, but there's no real offensive value there. He skates well. He's definitely a strong backwards skater. But for me, it's just like, you know, he's putting up some, you know, decent defensive metrics in the AHL this year as a 20-year-old. That's not easy. That's something I think that gets ignored a little bit. But when it comes to just like his ceiling, I don't really see him as much more than like a sixth or seventh defenseman. Someone you could throw in. Yeah, he'll block some shots. Isn't overly physical, but he's also, you know, he can hold his own obviously there. So I'm not a huge fan of him there. I'll just keep it at that.
You actually nailed it. The night of the deal, I texted a scout from another team that has no skin in the game. I said, what can Grushnikov end up becoming? And the exact reply back was 6/7, and the text didn't say anything more than that. So when it comes to the Toronto Maple Leafs, and we've been talking about their deadline, Steven, and some of the pieces that could potentially be on the move, that first round pick is most certainly in play. But as I've said multiple times, I think it's only if they can fulfill something decent, that a bigger role that potentially has term. That's what the Leafs are looking at. But if they're digging in or diving into their prospect pool, Easton Cowan was in a spot where last year people were saying, what a reach by this team. Can't believe that they grabbed him at that spot. But he's had an incredible year. Has he reached the level in your eyes of being an untouchable for Toronto in terms of pieces they move?
I think so. And I was one of the people who was definitely not high on him getting drafted where he did. But, you know, talking to some scouts recently, the one reason why a lot believe Toronto picked him when they did was they continue to see a guy who's physically growing. He was not strong when he started his OHL career. He was getting pushed around a lot, but you know, he's added some weight. He's added some size, and some think he's still going to grow. He's got some taller family members, so we'll see about that, but he's riding a 27 game point streak with the London Knights. Like, that's the record for the London Knights. And you think about some of the guys that have gone through there, like Patrick Kane was there and Sam Gagne.
And
was
off.
Yeah. It's like, there's some star players that play there. So for him to do that is very impressive. In terms of that, obviously of all prospects, he'd be the one that would bring the most return. But I think the way he's playing right now, you don't want to trade him. The one that would be interesting to see if he gets moved, it was a name that was mentioned by our friend Nick Alberga, who said that Ryan Terberg, the prospect with the Toronto Marlies this year, and he's an interesting case because he's on pace for just under 50 points as a rookie in the AHL this year. Talking to people around that team, nobody saw that coming. This is someone who, you know, he went to University of Connecticut, put up some good numbers, nothing too crazy out there, just under a point per game, but they don't play against the best competition all the time. But for him to go out there and put up as many points as he had this year, play throughout the lineup, he's someone that as a seventh round pick a couple years ago could be someone that adds a bit of value in a trade.
We are now into March. It's March 1st. Also known after the deadline as Mail It In March. And one of my favorite stories that I do every year is to look in on some of the NCAA undrafted free agents that are going to be garnering some attention. Has anyone that you're keeping an eye on from an NCAA perspective?
Colin Graf out of Quinnipiac, and he was someone who last year just exploded. I think a lot of people looked at that and said he should have gone and turned pro last year. He had 59 points in 41 games. You see the numbers he's got this year already, 43 and 27. He's going to beat that number. He is such an important part of that Quinnipiac team that did win the national title last year. And it's you see that team in particular, I believe last year had no NHL drafted prospects on the team. They just go out there, they get older guys who can bring impact, work hard, and that's why they won. And when it comes to Colin Graf, he does so much. He's an average skater, but he generates a lot of offense. He's a great playmaker. He back checks. He plays well at both zones. I know there's a lot of interest. It'll be interesting to see if he does indeed turn pro after this season, because I think he's ready.
Out in the WHL, Gavin McKenna continues to be a huge storyline. The numbers are incredible, but just how good is this 16-year-old?
Well, okay, so you're looking at him this year. He's on pace for 99 points in 62 games. Connor Bedard, same age, 100 points in 62 games. So they're basically neck and neck. And I know there's been some, like, there was been some reports about them being cousins. They're actually just distant relatives, relatives through marriage. So they actually only met each other for the first time not too long ago. But when it comes to McKenna, it feels weird because we just saw what Bedard did, and we're talking about him being a generational player. And McKenna, like, right afterwards being as good as he is very exciting because, Medicine Hat's got a lot of good talent. You know, Caden Lindstrom, someone that's going to go high in this year's draft. So McKenna's been able to play with some really quality players, but he's the one generating so many of those opportunities. He's an unbelievable playmaker, great speed. We saw at the under 17 challenge this year just how dynamic of a player he was, playing penalty kill, playing power play. He does everything. There's so much similarities between him and Bedard at the same age, and the offense is there too. So that's really exciting for me.
What fantastic. I mean, this is the quintessential Stephen Ellis hit. Like, someone needs to just take this and frame it, because we had a breakdown of the Bedard McKenna family tree. And then earlier in the segment, he goes, "Oh yeah, Easton Cowan has tall family members." Who knows that but Stephen Ellis?
Well, I was saying to Tyler earlier today, I think I've got like 45 or 50 games to go to this month. So it's going to be a busy month.
Is that it? I mean,
he was walking me through the double headers and triple headers, and I was like, dude, I have no idea how you
do
that.
OHL Cup comes around. That's like my Stanley Cup. That is like my favorite event of the year. It is a packed building every single time at Maple Leaf Gardens. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's your Stanley Cup, Steve. And I absolutely love it. We covered a lot of ground today. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Thanks so much.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Moving on to our daily face-off inbox question, hashtag AskDFO. It's brought to you by Tourism Jasper. Still time to enjoy winter in the Rockies. If you're a skier, actually, I wanted to plug this quickly, Frank. If you're a skier, you're in Alberta, nationgear.ca, we are doing an auction for Robin Brownlee's family. We have a two-night stay at the JPL and two sets of two-day passes to go skiing at Marmot Basin. And the bidding right now is only at $550. For two nights at the JPL, that's a bargain. You throw in the skiing on top of that, and the proceeds going to a great cause with our friend Robin's family. So head to nationgear.ca if you want to get out on that. Big shout out to Tourism Jasper for donating. Let's go over to the YouTube. Mikey D wants to know, Frank, what do you think the Rangers could get up to, and if the Vetrano-Henrique connection is real?
It's real. The Ducks have spent a long time scouting the Rangers. My thought process, although unofficial, as Pat Verbeek was at the Garden on Wednesday, it's got to be some kind of roster player that the Rangers are looking to send back to Anaheim as part of some deal. And I think there's been lots of speculation out there about Kaapo Kakko and is he in play? Ranger fans didn't like it when I mentioned it in a hypothetical trade proposal that I had earlier on Valentine's Day, which, by the way, again, not patting myself on the back, but we did nail the Tanev to Dallas one, which was cool. But let's see what else we can get right. And if that involves Vetrano and Henrique in some kind of one-stop shopping package, I wouldn't be shocked to see that first round pick and a roster player in play.
Mark, Red Wings fan, he wants to know what you think Steve Yzerman will get up to ahead of the deadline.
I think he's the deadline's biggest wild card. I think the Red Wings have asserted themselves as a firm playoff team that could do some damage in a wide open East. I think they still need some help on defense. I think they're interested in players that have term as opposed to rentals. And I think it's going to be really fun to watch over the next 7 days.
All right, let's move along to our Betano Daily Bets for the day. Perfect 2-0 yesterday. Nailed the shot prop parlay. Bobby McMahon had 5 shots. Roslovic had 3. It was sweat-free, Frank. And I got the Leafs puck line as well. Tonight, couple of plays for you, starting with Alex Ovechkin's shot prop. This is a number that when Ovi's rolling, it's up at 4.5, not 3.5. He's nailed this in 4 of his last 5, coming off a 5-shot performance, and you're giving it to me at plus money. I'm all over Ovi to rack up the shots on a Friday night, and I'm also taking the over between Arizona and Ottawa, a couple of teams who haven't played great defensively at all this year. They're meeting up. It's a Friday night. I like just rolling with an over. Minus 120 is a decent price on this one. So give me the over between the Sens and Yotes and give me Alex Ovechkin to get at least 3.5 shots on goal. Shout out to Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca, which will bring us to garbage time, Frank. Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Let's go. We're both going into the weekend. I can't believe it. This is going to be your slate here for Saturday. Anything you like, Frank?
Just so everyone, if you're new watching, this is the first time I've made it to day 4, round 4 of the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool all season long. So I am insanely excited for this. I'm leaning right now towards the New York Rangers over the Toronto Maple Leafs, straight up, just a winner. The analytical models, which I checked in on, by the way, would suggest a 61% winning chance for Toronto. Maiko against the grain here. Shesterkin's been hot. He's the projected starter. I don't really like anything else on this list. You got Marchessault. Is that who you're going with?
No. Well, I think that's who Gavin's going to end up going with, because he's alive as well. There's only 69 people still alive in the game. 3 of them are on this show. But I think I might go Sidney Crosby over 1.5 against the Calgary Flames, Frank. I might take a little bit of a stab here and hope that Sid the Kid can come through for me.
2 points. Oh,
I know. Wow. It's a lot. Anyways, you can play next week's game. I believe the lobby. It is. It's already open. So you can head to dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. Get your pick in right now. Just put a little placeholder in so you don't forget on Monday. Frank, what do you got for garbage time?
Wanted to give an ode to one of the most impactful hockey writers ever to grace us in a press box. And that's Helene Elliott of the Los Angeles Times for the last 34 years, who has exited at the Times. And man, what an absolutely amazing career Helene Elliott has had. Started out at Newsday, covered the 1980 Miracle on Ice, which is crazy, in the building, and just had such a special career. The first woman to have her name on a plaque in any sports Hall of Fame, any of the major pro sports, as the Elmer Ferguson Memorial Award winner from the Professional Hockey Writers Association. She was the first and still only president of the PHWA. And it's just amazing to spend time around her. I mean, she started her career at a time when she had to wait in the hallway to talk to players because they didn't want her in the locker room. Everything has, you know, a lot has changed. I wouldn't say everything, but a lot has changed over the last 34 years, even since she arrived at the Times. All of it for the better. She's adapted, to lots of different things that have come, you know, when she first started. You're talking about phoning in stories kind of via, primitive technology is what you would call it, with laptops. Just the connections, relationships that she has. And really what stands out for me, having gotten to know Helene a bit over the years, is her humility. So, for someone that was a trailblazer and legend, I hope that she, takes some time and comes back and joins us in the hockey writing world, because she's just an absolute treasure. And so, wanted to pass along my best wishes on whatever comes next for Helene. And yeah, give her proper flowers, because a lot of things would be different if it weren't for people like Helene along the way that continued to push and push for more access.
Well said, Frank, a true trailblazer in not just the hockey writing community, but the sports media community. So congrats to Helene on a fantastic run. That is a wrap on this week's edition of the show. Next week, it's deadline week. Frank, it's your Stanley Cup, and we'll be fired up. Live shows every day, Monday through Thursday. Then, of course, the big one, 4 hours on Friday. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the show. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with 4 questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful, because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.